Welcome to Among the Realms, coming to you once again from the Trinity Metaphysical Center, located at the Hardeston Plaza North in Hamburg, New Jersey, on Route 23. So tonight we're going to be talking about karma. And last week we were talking about letting go of the past and releasing negative energy. And now we're going to talk about what happens when you don't. So before we get into that, Jackie, why don't you tell us what goes on here at Trinity Metaphysical Center for someone who doesn't know what Trinity Metaphysical Center does.
Okay, so we offer lots of services and a gift shop. We offer readings, psychic readings, mediumship readings, tarot readings, angel card readings, psychic portraits drawn by Eleanor, who is our psychic artist, and she draws people who have crossed over and are with you. And she'll, you know, usually there's somebody with you at that time, and she sketches that person for you that she sees. And we also have Erin, who is our massage therapist, and Erin's been doing massage for over 18 years. She also uses the Young Living essential oils. And we have energy healing and Reiki and numerology.
Love
the
energy
healing. We have a Bring a Friend event, which is this week on Friday the 9th. 12 p.m. to 9 p.m., and during that event, we offer everything at a discounted rate, and all of our practitioners are here that day.
And it's walk-in, correct?
Yes, walk-in only, and we also are home of ECRIPT, East Coast Research and Investigation Paranormal Team, which is our paranormal investigation team, and we do lots of ghost hunting and paranormal investigations.
Including cryptids.
Yes. And
UFOs. We do it all.
Yep. ECRIPT and Trinity and myself will also be at the ParaUnity Expo on May 31st in Patterson at the Art Factory. So if you want more details on that, you can go to their website or their Facebook page, the New Jersey ParaUnity Expo. And did I cover everything?
Real fast, yes.
Very good.
So we have Charlie with us tonight, too, and our intern, Mercedes could not be with us tonight. So, Mercedes, if you're listening, we miss you.
Mercedes, you're a slacker. Oh, kidding. We love you.
And she's our phone receiver.
Yeah, so it's going to, you know, if you want to call in, the number is 347-633-9648. I think we can connect into it from here. We'll find out. You have to bear with us because we haven't done it from this side of the room. But also, if you want any information on the Trinity Metaphysical Center, you can go onto their website, which is the trinitymetaphysicalcenter.com, or you can call for appointments at 973-209-7070.
And we also have a Facebook page, Trinity Metaphysical Center and Gift Shop, and we have a page for our radio show, Among the Realms. And if anybody's interested in the ghost hunting or they have an investigation for us, they can contact ghosthunters.com.
And all the ghost investigations are free. There's no charge for any of it. So if you need confirmation of any paranormal activity, or you just want somebody to say, no, you're not crazy, give us a call, and we'll try to help you out. Okay, so we're going to be talking about karma tonight, understanding the laws of cause and effect. So what is karma?
Karma. So the word karma literally means deed or action in the Sanskrit. And intention is karma. So what that means is any intentional action, whether it's mental, verbal, physical, is regarded as karma. So all good and bad action constitutes karma, which is why, you know, people refer to it as good karma or bad karma. And according to Buddha, there are six intentions that are the motivating force behind our actions. So those are kindness, compassion, generosity, anger, cruelty, and greed, which is why obviously the first three are for the good karma and the last three are for the bad. what they say is that the theory of karma is a fundamental doctrine in Buddhism. So it's you know, from through that, and it's believed that karma is the result of our own past actions and our own present doings. So we ourselves are responsible for our own happiness and misery. We are the architects of our own fate. And to quote Buddha, all living beings have actions, karma, as their own, their inheritance, their congenital cause, their kinsmen, their refuge. So it is karma that differentiates beings into low and high states. We are the heirs of our own actions. And that right there is an amazing statement, but it's true. So basically what it's saying is, you know, if you go through life and you're kind and you're caring and you're giving and, you know, you're considerate and your intention is all good, and it's not just actions, but that counts with your thoughts and your mental place. Not, so you can't verbally outwardly say one thing and mentally be thinking the other, because it's contradicting, and that means the intention isn't in the right place.
The universe knows.
Oh, absolutely. So what you put out is what you're getting. And for some people, if they do the karma and reincarnation, that's what they're always saying. They're like, am I, you know, paying for past things I've done? And that's saying that our thoughts and deeds in past lives will affect our current life or our current situation. So it's believed that karma governs the motions and happiness of life. So destiny and fate is also known as working out karma, you know, or working out of karma from the past. So for some people who feel that it's affiliated with that as well, and obviously we've all experienced where we've been on the, you know, I'll say the butt end of somebody else's, you know, not nice actions.
Karma.
Yeah.
Or even actions that we have caused.
Yep. And some of us have experienced it. Like, some of us ourselves have known, like, when we did something that wasn't right, it literally came back to bite us in the butt. Sometimes it's like they joke that that's instant karma.
Yeah.
You know, or some people have seen it happen to other people. Because a lot of times people are walking around going, what did I do in a past life to deserve this? You know what I mean? And sometimes they're joking and sometimes they're not.
Sometimes not even a past life.
No, sometimes we have, yeah.
It took me a long time to figure out that every time I had an ungenerous thought about someone, put it mildly, that something always happened to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't put two and two together at first, but I finally began to realize that every time I even thought of doing something to somebody, I may not have ever carried it out. You know, you're like, man, I'd just like to strangle them or something,
yeah.
You know. It's not something you'd ever really do, but just that fear and that negativity, putting that out there and even thinking about it, and something would always happen to me.
Mm-hmm.
Not anything big, maybe. I might walk into a door or, you know, fall down the stairs.
Nothing big.
But, you know, it's something, and I didn't put two and two together at first, and now when I have one of them, I finish it right away. I'm sorry, universe.
Yeah.
I apologize. It's going.
That's not what I mean. I take it back. But some people don't realize because what people are believing becomes about them. You know, they're so involved and so about themselves that when they're in the middle of it, it's all about them. So they're being resentment and anger and all that towards or out there, and they're in a bad place, but they try to justify why they're doing it. In other words, I'm doing it because this person did this, but it's really not about that person. When it's about the person doing it, they intentionally, that's the word, intentionally, somebody intentionally did something to you, then it's the way you're reacting to something. So somebody might not have done something to you intentionally, but because you made it all about you,
well,
you're perceiving it that way.
It's always your choice whether to be bothered by it or not. You can either choose to just, you know,
mm-hmm.
let it go or fly into a rage, but it's your choice.
Yep.
Nobody can do that.
And a lot of times people who hold on to grudges and resentment, and they're putting out that horrible, you know, they're angry, they're you know, I'm trying to say a nice word, PO'd at somebody or whatever, but they're putting that out there and they're really projecting it, and they'll be living a life that, like, their life is miserable, they're unhappy, there's all these things going wrong, there's something going on with work, there's something going on with their relationship, there's something going on with their friends, there's something going on with their car breaks down, and they're getting more and more, and they're not realizing it. That's why, you know, you're projecting that out there. You project that energy, and it's not the right intention. And it is part of releasing the past as well. But it's, you can't walk around saying one thing out loud, saying I'm angelic, I'm this, I'm that, and then in your head be wanting bad things to happen to people, or wanting, you know, or projecting bad, you know, saying bad things, or, you know what I'm saying, putting anything out there that's hurtful or not nice or towards somebody else, and think it's not going to come back. Yeah, it might not come back to you next week, and it might not even come back to you in 2 years, but it will.
And
it will come back in a
big
way. Oh, yeah.
You might get sick.
That's what happens a lot of times.
So, because that negative energy eats away at you anyway. Especially if you're carrying any kind of resentment or lingering resentment or anger or
I'm
something.
An expert there.
Yeah?
But a lot of times they're in denial with that. There's people who they think they're doing everything great. I make lots of money. I've got this. I have nice cars. I have a nice house. And then all of a sudden, wait a minute, they find out they have this horrible illness. Like, they were so busy projecting, that person's scum. That person's going down. I don't like this. I don't like that. And I have everything. Look at the universe gave me everything. Well, guess what? And then all of a sudden you find out they're ill, or all of a sudden something, you know, happens within their relationship that's terrible. And sometimes people do horrible things to other people without thinking, because, again, it's all about them. And it might be 5 years down the road. It could be 10 years down the road. But that person, you don't know what's going to come to them. They could lose everything. They could get sick. You don't know how it's coming back, because they're in that, you know, learning. Obviously, karma is about learning as well. And but that's why I always say to people, instead of getting so bent on being resentful of what's happened to you and focusing on that, just let it go and know that the universe is going to take care of it at some point. It's just people get frustrated because they want it, like, right then.
Yeah.
And we do see it happen sometimes right then.
You know, it's funny because when you talk about karma and doing the right thing, and, you know, karma definitely is, but I've thought this for the longest time since I've been in sales and business and what have you, but if you do the right thing continually, if you continuously do the right thing, the right output has to come. The right things have to happen. Now, a lot of people aren't patient enough. A lot of people don't see it. A lot of people don't believe it's going to happen. And if you don't believe it's going to happen, you're sending that out there too.
Yep.
So the idea is just the fact that if you continually do the right thing, and I see it all the time working where I work with all the people I come in contact with. Case in point, today, one of my favorite customers came in, and I didn't have to be at work until about 11:30, 12 o'clock. And he came in about 9:30, 10 o'clock. And he's about 86 years old. He's one of my favorite customers. And the sweetest guy. He comes in and he asks me, and he goes, "Oh, Charlie's not in yet." So he goes, "Oh, okay, just tell him I was here." So he leaves. And they told me as soon as I walked in, "Oh, you know, Vito was here." So I said, "Oh, okay." So I get on the phone and I call him. Now, when you do the right thing for somebody, normally they react. They understand. They know what you did for them. And I called him up and I said, "Vito, it's Charlie. How are you?" And he says to me, "Oh, geez, I was in to see you." He says, "All I wanted to do was come in and feel good, so I came in to see you guys."
Aww.
And I was like, "Really?" He just goes, "Yeah." He says, "Nothing. You didn't need to call me back." He says, I knew that, you know, they would tell you that I was there. And I knew how you would smile when you knew that I was there. He says, "But you didn't have to call me back." He says, "But it's a sweet thing that you did." 86-year-old man. And you know what? You get that constantly. You feed off that. Nobody, a lot of people, like you were talking about, people have revenge or they've got bad feelings towards somebody or whatever. We've all been there. And when you thrive on that, sometimes you can't let go. But in most cases, you can't let go, because if you don't let go, you're allowing that person to control your life.
Yep.
That's the last thing you want to happen, is for somebody that you hate, that you abhor, somebody that you would like to put 6 feet under. You don't want them controlling your life. You love to control their life, like by twisting one of their arms off, like you do with the flies when you're a kid. I'm not going to go there. Okay? But the idea here is that when you have that type of feeling, you are allowing them to control you, and that's the worst feeling in the world.
And it ends up coming back at you.
Well,
yeah.
It's with you forever, because it's just,
they don't realize it is affecting them karmically.
It affects your brain, it affects your heart, it affects you, as you said, physically when you get sick. It affects everything. And Jackie, you've said too that, when you've got all of these bad feelings in you, whatever they are, resentment, anger, hate, it causes different
illnesses. Cancer is one of the, if you read the book, How to Heal Your Life, one of the biggest causes of cancer is like deep-seated resentment.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's just anger towards things in general. Sometimes it's anger towards something specific. Some people don't even realize they have it until they sit and look back and go, and it's not necessarily they're feeling sorry for themselves and things about that, but sometimes they're just not. A lot of times they're focusing on other things or just angry about things in general that you can't change. For some people, it's political. Because that resentment and that anger is, you don't even realize how it's affecting you. And so many things like that. Even when you're somebody who's very sensitive or caring, you tend to get hurt. It tends to affect you more. So I don't feel that it's necessarily a resentment that, because I know I'm one of those people, that you have. It's a hurt that you can't let go of. And then you feel, what you do is you it yourself. It's not your deserve this. What did I do in past relationships to deserve this, blah, blah. But it's not. It's not about comment, and I've said that before. If you and they will get there, and it's not that you have to say, it was a joke that people used to go, they'll get their just deserve, because you're supposed to just send them white light and positive energy and just, want them to, go on there and not wish any. It's very hard for people to do that, and for me it is, because it's easier to say, this is my life now, they're way outside of where my boundaries are for my life. So, whatever they're going to do, they're going to do. And I'm not going to concentrate on where they're going from this point on. But that's hard. It's a practice.
I liked that when I was younger.
Oh, me either.
I only started, seeing the cause and effect after a lifetime of different experiences. And
how it happened.
Yeah, and then finally realizing that, I don't have a lot of time left. Or maybe I do, but I'm on the other side of the...
You don't know.
I don't know, but...
Well, you know that you're closer than you were 20 years ago.
Yeah, right, so I just feel like I don't have the time to worry about it, and I'm not going to spend my time stewing over things that somebody might have said to me or might have done. And besides that, I've had enough time to find out that I don't have to do anything.
Mm-hmm.
Karma will out. It's going to get them, and you all have to do is sit back and watch as their current life becomes a train wreck.
And the hard part is watching the people that do it, and they're justifying everything they're doing. So I'm this, I'm great, I'm good, I'm blah, 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 blah. But in their head, they're like, they're all about this or they're all about that, whether it be money or fame or whatever it is. They could be outwardly saying one thing, but their drive, whether it's subconsciously or unconsciously, their drive is another, their intention is another, and it's not going to, everything might seem like it's great and abundant and going great, And trust me, you get humbled because it comes flying out from under you if the intention isn't right. And we've seen it over and over and over.
Well, I don't think it's so bad, you know, if you want to make money or if you want fame. The point, I think, where you cross the line is when you start hurting other people to do it.
Or making excuses
or stepping on
for
them
why
or,
you did something.
Or using them or, you know, and that's when it becomes something that's...
Well, I think a lot of people when they get to that point, they don't realize they're using people as their stepping stones or because their drive is so... And that's part of what rolls into karma is the ego. You know, sometimes when you go with control... You end up, like, you can almost feel it off people, like, oh, you know, the karma and get their stuff together. Sometimes they can't, and you know, they come crashing, and they don't think they're going to, because they think their intention is in the right place. But it isn't when your mind, any ill thought comes out of your head towards somebody else. That's
the
misconception with karma. It's not just, you know, it's everything about you. So what you're putting out there, you know, what you're thinking, what you're doing, what you're using for actions, how you're reacting. So it's all of that. And a lot of people don't realize.
Well, let me take you on a little left turn here on what we're talking about. When you talk about karma, and you say, basically, karma covers a lot of different things, sending energies out, your aura probably changes in color when your karma is going from good to bad or back and forth or whatever. But scientists and doctors have both said that stress is not a good body. Depending on, you know, the malformations of cells because of different types of chemistry in the cells at the time, who knows what. Could be something you ate, but it could be promoted by whatever's going on in your system with stress. When you talk about stress and people and karma and everything going on, I have always, you know, in my family has never been short of, you know, being emotional at really bad times. And I think everybody's family has been too. But women can cry easily, and it makes them feel better. And in fact, I've known some women that every Wednesday, whether they had a good week or a bad week, they would just sit down on the couch and cry because it would make them feel better.
Release.
And guys, you know, not so much. Mm-hmm. I think the worst I cried past few years was just past December when my dog died.
Mm-hmm.
And it hurt. You know, it hurt. And I felt so much pain. And when I cried, I wasn't just, you know, the guy cried. So it's,
yeah.
You know, it wasn't that. I mean, I was, there was nobody else in the house. I just got loose. And releasing that, you know, the release of the energies that were all inside me, tormenting me, it was phenomenal. And I'm sitting there saying to myself, a lot of times you bring on those feelings yourself or you put into a situation that's going to build those feelings. How can we protect ourselves from that type? Not death, obviously. Death is going to happen. You can't protect yourself
from getting
death.
To where it's
but, yeah.
getting to you from that
yeah.
point.
How can you protect
it's
yourself?
It's constantly having that, being in that conscious state of mind when you feel when you can feel yourself getting to that point. What you're feeling is understandable because that was based on love. You know, the love of, you know, it's sometimes losing a pet is like losing a family member.
Worse.
You know, yeah, because sometimes they're like your best friend, you know.
Yeah.
When my cat died, I was in the middle of the night and right after he died, I called up my best friend and then she answered the phone and I went, Arthur died, and I just sat there and cried and cried and cried and cried and cried. And she just listened to me. And then I finally said after that, I went, I'm done now. You know, but that's a friend. She didn't say anything. She just listened to me because I just didn't want to be alone crying. I don't know why. I had to share it with somebody. But that cat was, you know, like, I still cry about that cat. He died 20 years ago.
You know, it would be good if everybody could just release things like that and cry like that and get part of where their anger and resentment goes and where they sometimes might make a poor choice or poor decision and do something that's going to karmically affect, you know, because people can be really cruel, you know, and greed is one of the biggest things. And I have seen it. I've seen people who have been all about money, greedy, doing that kind of thing, either lost their job or lost a huge amount of money. Like, they're brought down all the way down to the bottom, and then they're like, what did I do? And I'm like, what did you do? This whole past time, all you've been doing was money was the intent. You're saying it's not the intent, but money was the intent, you know? And I've had, you know, friends that's happened to, you know, where they just lost everything.
Or people who feel the need to compare themselves to other people, like, well, why is he getting this? Or why are they doing that? Why were they given it? Don't worry about them.
Keep bringing it on yourself by saying it.
Yeah.
That's exactly. Yeah. Yep.
You're building up that, you know, you may sit there and wonder, but to keep stewing about it, I mean, it just eats away at you, and it just, you know, nobody else is getting hurt except you.
There's nothing wrong with trying to better yourself in any situation. It's how you do it.
Yeah.
You know, it's how you do it. And again, you know, if you keep doing the right thing, the right things are going to happen. I don't know, maybe that's my credo. But the idea here is the fact that with karma, just think of it this way. You know, when you were a kid and you were growing up and then you started buying Christmas presents for everybody, and they used to say, oh, it's more... You know, what if it's better to give them to the city?
Yeah.
And you're a kid and you're like, I don't know, maybe.
Not so kid, yeah.
But as you get older and you realize how little it takes to make somebody happy, how little. I mean, you know, you could sit there and you can go out and buy somebody, you know, a Rolls Royce. Or you could go out and buy them, you know, a junk car that just is very dependable and runs. The price doesn't matter. It's still going to get them from point A to point B. But the idea here is that if you were the person that got them either one of those, either one, and it served their purpose, you're the best person in the world. It doesn't. I'm not saying that the value doesn't mean anything to people, but the idea is that if you did it with the right intentions in your heart, that's what matters. And it, you know, intentions, you know, there's intentions everywhere. It's a matter of the follow through on those intentions. Depending on how you follow through on them, you know, there are people that can afford a Rolls Royce. Well, great, you know, if that's what they want to buy, great. There are people that, I had somebody come in the other day that needed a loan for a car that was a year 2000. Now, that's 14 years old. We don't make loans on cars over 8 years old. And she decided, well, I need $1,000. Maybe I'll just take out a personal loan. That wasn't going to work either because she was too young. She had no history. When it comes up to for you getting a loan and it talks about your credit rating,
you don't have
there wasn't even a score. It's just a big N because there was no credit rating. She was that young, you know, that's pretty bad. And then you tell her, well, you need a cosigner. And then she comes in with her dad, and her dad goes, oh, I know she grew up me as well because my credit rating is worse than hers. I said, you don't have a credit rating? He goes, no, mine's probably negative numbers. You know, sometimes the intention is there, but it's just not going to work.
Yeah.
But the intentions of what you're doing and the follow-through and the right way to do it, I mean, when you talk about karma, if you do it for the right reason and get it done, I swear to God, it's gonna happen. The right things are gonna happen. Just like, you know, we sit and we talk about our ghost investigations, and you lead us, Jack. You lead because you're the most sensitive in the group. And you'll sit there and you'll say something's here, something's there, whatever. Did you hear that? And sometimes we don't hear it. You go back and you listen to the recording, and there it is. You didn't hear it. You gotta have the best hearing in the world, swear to God.
I do have good hearing, well, except for my shitty eyes.
Well, I could listen to something 20 times and not hear it until we got it full blast up, and then I hear it, you know? And
they're probably screaming into my ear, though.
They probably are. But what I'm saying is, though, if you do everything, whether it's ghost investigations, whether it's energy work, whether it's just helping somebody out, the idea is...
But don't you see what you're talking about, ghost investigations? That's a perfect example of doing this. We go into it because we want to help people.
Right.
We do the investigation because we think it's fun and it's exciting. Because we want notoriety or fame or so, like when we're investigation, though, it's
right.
all about who we're helping
right.
and actually like helping even the spirits be able to communicate, and we're all in that where other people are like, ooh, we need to book this place because we're gonna look important, and you know what, look at all the stuff we get because
yeah.
of how we approach it and
yeah.
our intent.
That's true.
Where we have never come out with anything but great, fantastic evidence. And there are other people like, oh, I thought it would be better. Yeah,
yeah,
because you went into it with, ooh, wait till we tell people we did this. Or wait till, you know, and it is. I think it does get to people's heads. I mean, obviously, we're in this stuff now. We see a lot of different things, whether it be with the ghost investigating or whether it be in this business. I don't want to go there with ego because I've learned many a lesson in 4 years in this store. But we've seen which one of you was it that was telling the story of on the highway that you saw? Was it you last night?
The highway.
Who was
the
one that was talking about the story last night where they saw the car?
The motorcycle?
Was that you? The one who passed the it was a truck driver or something, right?
Oh, I think it was Dana was telling that story.
Was it?
Yeah,
they were talking about that the
They weren't going fast enough for the truck, and they moved over, and the guy...
Is that you?
Did I tell you this story?
I think it was last night. We were talking about
the
show. When I was on my way coming back. Yes, because I'm coming down the highway, and I wanted to get here, okay? And I'm coming up... I guess they can't arrest me now. I'm coming up to 87, and there's three lanes coming north on 287. And the right lane's open, but I'm not going to pass somebody in the right lane. Not that I thought I would, okay? But I pull up in the left lane, and I mark in time with this huge tractor trailer. And they're doing like 65, 70 miles an hour. And I'm like, move. Get out of my way. Move. I'm on your butt. Look in your rearview mirror. I'm right here. Move. Guy's not moving. So I decide to slow down a little bit, get behind the truck, pull all the way over to the right, and I'm going to come to the right. Almost no light start blinking, turn pull over to the right lane. So I said, okay, great, back off, and I pull back, and I'm going to pull into the middle lane and go right between them. Well, now the guy on the left decides to put his direction on, pull over to the right. Well, I just swung around, and I looked down the speedometer. Well, first, I just put the pedal down, and I took off. And I look in the rearview mirror, and I see the truck car that was passing a little in the rearview mirror, and I'm like, what? It just happened. I was in the ground, and luckily, don't have it. But, I mean, you sit there, and karma-wise, karma-wise, nothing against because he was just there. But the other guy, just paced him with him.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting, normally I'm not a type, I'm not the type that sits in, you know.
My
brother is. I am.
Well, I'm not really a type A, but I don't want to, you know, have to sit and wait either. I have to pace with these guys. And I realized, number one, how fast I was going. Number two, how long I was going that fast, because I really made a beeline pass and it was way ahead of them. So I was just not thinking, and I had to drive me a mile and a half to be that far ahead of them at that speed. I mean, I couldn't believe how fast the time went. And then number three, I'm sitting there saying to myself, is that guy called how I was?
You could have gotten arrested.
Oh, could have had an accident.
You could have had an accident.
No, I drive a Toyota Corolla. A little red Toyota Corolla, so come looking for me. But no, but you know, I let the person in this, it was an Escalade, not that it mattered, but the guy was just keeping pace with the truck, and I let him control what I did.
Mm-hmm.
And you sit there and you're like...
And usually that's when it does come and bite you back.
Well,
the...
yeah, that's usually when it does happen. And I tell you what, I had to be on the road for probably another 5-6 miles or so. And I slowed down. Really did. I slowed down tremendously. From 110 down to 70 is a big difference. And when I got down to 70, I'm sitting there and I kept looking in my rearview mirror thinking I'm going to see lights. I'm going to see some white car with funny black bumpers coming up behind me. Something, right? I was lucky enough not to do that. But then I just realized how stupid it was. You know? I hate when somebody... And, you know...
It's funny you talk about that, but it was the... And a truck that was trying to start.
That was on TV.
Yeah.
He
gave her the finger because she was going too slow and she just ignored him. Yeah, and then he spun out. He
hit the median,
spun out. All because he, you know, because you, that's instant karma. That's the woman you're talking about.
I've never seen instant karma, and I've really wanted to see karma.
We have when somebody's like done something, and then they've either fallen off of stuff, like, you know, they're getting really aggravated with things, and then all of a sudden something happens. And my mom used to say that to me all the time.
Little
things like that.
Now that I'm thinking about it. But it's always, you know, like if somebody really hurts you, there's something that they're going to come up with, or, you know, karma's going to get them and it'll be a bitch, or, you know, whatever it is. And you see, I've come to the fact that, you know what, even if I don't see them get it, that's fine because they're still going to get it.
You know what it is sometimes, though? Sometimes people, that's a good example because they're... A lot of people that sit in front of me where they've had a really bad breakup or a bad relationship or traumatic, damaging one, and they are so angry with what happened to them that literally came away for years. And even when you're telling them to let it go, which is what we talked about last week, they don't let them, you know, get it, and I just want to stick it to them, and I'm going, but you know it's going to come back at you because you're putting those out. They did their thing, and then they kind of just went and moved on. It will come back to them eventually, but you want to know what? Those people are, even if they're staying and they don't act like they're karmically suffering or anything, they have that thing that they did will always be with them. Whether it's people who abandon their kids, people who skip out on child support, people who, you know, beat people up,
mm-hmm.
anything like that. At some point, some people say, you know, maybe there are those few that don't, but there is some point where there's going to regret not seeing those ones where people are like, nope, they have nothing to do with their kids, da 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 da. You
may not even pay for it in this life, though. You may take another life
past life.
Well, exactly. A
lot of times people aren't realizing that they are getting their karmic retribution, but it's inwardly. And if it's not with them emotionally where they're, you know, psychologically messed up, then a lot of times it is physically. You know, sometimes they suffer, and there are people who have seen it. I've seen them, they've come in front of me and said, yep, they did this and this and this and this. And now... That's not. I'm like, God, it all is horrible stuff. And
dying. And then,
I don't want suffering so bad. I think suffering helps you accept death. I mean,
well, some people.
But I mean, well,
I don't want to suffer.
I think it's like, oh, please, will you make it tomorrow instead of I want to hang on for as long as possible. Yeah,
but, well, I think it's the intention part on the person, though, because you can't, I think what people do wrong with karma is if somebody is like a bad person in general, they're always going to have bad stuff going on, whether it's they get caught, they're in jail, they're on death row, it doesn't matter. But what they do a lot of times is they'll throw the word karma out for everything, and are in that stuff with those people, like they're expecting it to like relieve them of everything. Like, okay, you know, get caught, why don't you get out? And like for me, I know when I, you know, you're putting yourself in that position with people who do horrible things and stuff, they are. Like I said, they're not all that way, but a lot of the times when people are sitting in front of me and bad things have happened to them, and, you know, I can, off the energy of the other person, I can feel that they do have that either guilt or remorse or it's just something that sticks with them. Even if they're not remorseful of it, it sticks with them, and they may not outwardly show that to people.
It. Let the universe unfold as it should. If that you're the negative energy output, not doing
it. Just saying, I wish they get theirs means you're going to get yours.
I know. So, it's like we were talking about the negative energy. I don't think people realize how connected they are to the energy of the universe. Mm. It's all connected, and you're a part of it. You're not a separate entity. And so if you generate negative energy, this is going to be your life. If you let it go and generate positive energy, this is going to be
your life. And it's how you word things. Because I see people who mean well. I mean, we're all on Facebook. That whole thing when somebody... they were wording it like it, I think it's the way they're putting it out there. The venom that comes out of people is because I agree. Obviously, he should be getting his just deserve, and I'm the same way. If anything had happened to my kid by somebody, I'd be, you know, the same thing. It's the way they word it, though. Like,
I'm totally against capital punishment. I'm going to put that right out there.
It's scary, like, how people react. And I'm going, oh, my God, look how you're saying that. If you're saying it like that, you know, you can't say it that way. You know,
I don't understand the logic of you killed somebody that's really bad, so we're going to kill you. To me, that's...
I think they're looking at it as an eye for an eye.
And then the whole world is
blind. But if you do that, you know, why would we be doing that thing? I mean, you know,
I think they suffer more in jail.
Separation of church and state.
I would put them in like solitary confinement for the rest of their life. Nothing to read, nothing to listen to, nobody. But then that would be cruel and unusual punishment, so that would happen.
Well, that's what prison's supposed to be, isn't it?
No, prison is just supposed to be keeping.
It's not cruel and unusual punishment. It's punishment.
Well, I think it's just to keep bad people away from good people.
Bad people had bad intentions.
A lot of
that was 38 too. I mean, we keep them away from good people.
Well, do you ever see?
I think a lot of people in prison these days shouldn't be in prison. Myself.
Do you see when good karma comes? Like when people are good, like the first three intentions. When people do good things, then they have really good things come back. Like we've seen a lot of that, you know, with people where they just, you know, emit this love or whatever, and they're just good people. And some of these people that walk in here, I'm like, oh, my God, it's so cool they can walk around like that. Like, they're just always so, it's okay.
Yeah, you thought that of me when I walked in here the first time.
Yep. But when they do that, you see, like, they actually, it is, that's part of the law of attraction. So, really, the law of attraction, karma, all this stuff rolls in. But they are bringing in that positive, and they're bringing the good stuff into them. So they're bringing good. They're setting good karma. You know, you put out good intentions, and yes, there are people who believe, like, from the past, we've done things in the past that we have to, you know, go through now.
Well, you know, it was World War II, they said there are no atheists in the foxholes. And they came up with that because a lot of people that ended up in foxholes got so scared that they started praying to God. Why? Because they either felt guilty about something, they were afraid of dying or something, you know, whatever, okay? Now, you sit there and say, is there any good karma in war? Well, maybe not during the battles. There might be some at the end, one way or another, but, you know, as far as during the battles goes, no. People put a lot, whether they forget about it, and then it comes back later. Mm-hmm. You know, like, Daya, you said some people, they might not get their just rewards here in this life.
Yeah.
They might get it in the next life. Guess what?
Or the one after that.
Yeah, or the one after that. And you sit there and you say, well, who is it, the Hindus or the I forgot which group it is, the ones that believe in reincarnation?
Yes.
And you keep coming back until you get it right. It's almost like Groundhog Day.
I think Buddhists do too, and Taoists.
Yeah.
Was it?
Buddhists and Taoists.
Yeah. Well, you keep coming back. Okay. Maybe you might move up the ladder, you know, as far as where you are in the stages of life.
Well, they always say you come back and right. lessons and stuff.
Well,
but when you're putting out, it's, when you're somebody who they're saying that, you know, like you're reaping good karma or you're putting out good, it does get controversial at times when we delve into what we just kind of went to,
yeah.
or if you go to prison and things like that, because people are like, how is that, you know, they're not, you know, how are they getting theirs or whatever, and blah, blah,
it's
blah.
It's not for you to worry
but
about
when, but what we're supposed to be technically saying is what your intent is as you go through life, where you are in your heart, where you are in your mind, you know, what you're
but
actually
feeling.
But you can
only feeling. Control you.
Yeah.
Don't
if
worry about what's happening to
somebody
You
are a product
else.
Of your own actions, and you what you put out is what you are going to receive. And sometimes what people put out when they're saying, I'm a good person, I'm this, I'm that, why am I getting crap? It doesn't mean that that's going to be that way forever. You know, they will get theirs at some point. And for the and most
sometimes
of the time,
it's a lesson you have to learn. I mean,
yeah, it's just I think people get frustrated
because I think
that,
before
you
incarnate into some existence, I think you already have an idea of what it is you are going to learn from that life, and you don't know it while you're there, but.
No, but some people use it as an excuse in this life, and you'll hear them say, well, I was a bad person in a previous life, so I might as well just be a jerk now. You know, I don't feel like learning my life. Like, some people use it that way, and there are lots of things people do when they're talking about karma. It is a word that's flung around a lot, and sometimes it's not used in the right
Well, I think place, you were present at the time the psychic told me that in a past life I was rich, I was an aristocrat, I was tall, I was beautiful, I had my choice of suitors, I had men running after me, and she said, and you were the most hateful, miserable person on the face of the earth. You treated everybody like they were beneath you, you treated them like animals, she said you were miserable, you were horrible. And I said, well, that can explain why I'm short, fat, and dumpy now.
I didn't know you were going with that.
I think that, you know, okay, I'm not tall and beautiful anymore, but I think I'm happier.
Yeah, you're definitely not.
But, you know, to me it was like, yeah, that would be karma.
Yep.
You know, I didn't appreciate what I had when I had it, and I treated everybody like dirt, and oh, well.
People get that now, though. Like you said, like there are times where it's in this lifetime where we see that they were like that. Like they were a horrible person, and then they lose everything, and then all of a sudden they come back and they're trying to be, like they turned a new leaf or they're a new person, and then people are having a hard time trusting them or accepting them as that person, and then just saying, like, they actually hit a point in their life where, oh my God, you know, either they were humbled or they realized, I don't want to be this person, you know, I don't want to put out that bad stuff anymore. I want, you know, good. And but to truly find people with, like, true intentions, you know, yeah, I want to help you, but in their head going, don't ask. You know what I mean?
Whoa.
That's like going the opposite, because we've all done it.
You do, yeah, I think everybody
but then
has
sometimes
those,
we end up needing it, helping, guess what? We don't get it.
But,
so, like,
okay,
it's little things like that where we don't realize it's actually coming back at us.
You know what I find, though? Okay. I'm no kid. I'm no spring chicken. But what I've found is that when I was a lot younger, I'd say to a friend, oh, you need help, you know, give me a call, this and that, you know, and when they did call, it was like, and, you know, the intention was there, but then the idea of the work part of it wasn't there, okay? But now, as I'm getting older, okay, and if I say to somebody, you know, if you need help or you need something, call me. The intent is there, and the heart,
The
heart has to be there, and it is there now.
That's what they're talking
and
about.
And I think the more and more you do it, though,
yep.
I mean, yeah, it's tough
the
at
more
the beginning.
You can give.
My son is a great example of this. He is probably the best friend of his friends that they could ever have, because if they ask him, you know, can you do this? Can you do that? And he just does it. And I sit there, and I'm in amazement because he's only in his mid-20s. It took me a long time to realize how to do this, to actually ask somebody or tell somebody if you need help.
To give without feeling like you're sacrificing. Yep.
That's it. Giving up
yep.
yourself. When you can give your time and
yep.
efforts to somebody to help them with no regard for any payback. No regard. I mean, you're doing it because you want to help them. You don't need the payback. But you get to a point in life where when you can
you
do
get
that,
karma points though.
Well, okay,
yeah,
okay. But you're not keeping score.
No, you don't have to keep score. The universe
well,
will keep score.
Well, that's just it. But it's just amazing to me that, like, well, my son being his age, being able to do that without even a second thought. And I look at my, I sometimes look at my kids and I look at me, and I sit there and say, geez. How did that happen? Well, yeah, how did that happen? Where did they learn that from? My daughter, my son. I mean, I sit there and I look at two phenomenally great people, and I sit there and I look at myself, and I think they got a lot of this from my wife, because my wife was there all the time for them. But hopefully they saw something that came out from me. I mean, but the idea is that I see myself seeing it at a much later stage in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And I might have had to go through more to be able to do that,
right.
Whereas they just, you know, it's just an automatic, and they do it.
Well, they don't think. They're giving from
well,
the heart.
Just
but that's why they're saying it's all about where you are in your thoughts, in your
yep.
in what you're putting out verbally,
yep.
and in your heart. It can't be one or the other, and the universe always knows.
Yeah.
So you can sit there and put out all you want that you're doing everything in the right way with the right intent. But if in the back of your head there's an ulterior motive, they're going to know.
Yeah.
You know? And you might be. You might be soaring high right now. But I've always done that. It's so funny. There was something that happened like a couple of years ago, and there was somebody that was a situation, and somebody kept saying to me, why aren't you doing anything about it? Why aren't you getting mad? Why aren't you putting it out there? You know, why are you just sitting there? I'm like, because I know it's not going to last, and it's just going to, I know the universe will take care of it, and sure enough, it wasn't just a couple months. And I remember going, see, I didn't have to get myself all bent out of shape. I didn't have to get all in my face, in their face, and be resentful and be angry, and because I knew that it wasn't going to, you know, and maybe I had an intuition that too, but it's just the point, like, I knew that couldn't possibly be okay and last, and it didn't. And so when you sit back and actually see it happen, you're like, oh, see, the universe really does provide the right intent.
What do you think karma for everybody would be if everybody realized that no matter what the situation was, good, bad, indifferent, it was just temporary? This is just a temporary situation.
I know, people don't think
and,
that
you know,
way.
We're spiritual beings in a human body.
Yep, in a
right?
physical vehicle.
That's it.
Yep.
When we die, this is nothing but, you know, biological garbage.
Yep.
This gets put somewhere in the ground, burned, whatever. It's just a cover. But you sit there and say, if you knew if people actually knew that all of this was just temporary. I mean, we're realizing this now with the investigations. There's other things out there, and guess what? I might be one of them one day. You know? But the idea is that if it's just temporary, what would you do if you actually, I mean, you got all these Christians, right? There's a song, Crazy Christians, by Greg Paisley, and he talks about what they do. But you sit there and you say, if they actually knew that this is temporary and we're moving on after this, how would they react in other situations? I mean, everybody can talk a good game, but what about if it actually happened? We're seeing it that, you know, there's something else after this. But guess what?
I was at work the other day and somebody was stewing about a mistake somebody made. You know, like, and I said, you know, in 100 years, nobody's going to care. And they looked at me and
you
they
said,
went,
maybe in an hour, nobody's going to care.
They're going to be making the big mistake.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, it's a mistake, you fix it. Why are you getting upset? So what? So it took you a couple minutes to type something else in and redo something. Of all the hundreds and hundreds of, you know, things we do during the day, this one little thing, why are you getting all bent out of shape? I just, you know,
yes,
and it won't matter.
I'm being a good person.
So I think we just fix it.
Though that's sometimes hard to do when you really know, when you want to go, love and light. And then you're just like, yeah, right. Well, for 5 seconds, no love and light. But then love and light.
I always give myself a second or two to indulge in whatever.
Well, that's our human side, though. I always remember that.
I consciously do it. It's like I'm just going to give myself permission to be really, and then let it go.
Yep.
And then that's it. And it's just, you know, I feel good. It's like,
There are two things that will always correct an injustice. Two things. You know what they are?
No.
The first one is a cannoli. Really good, not the little ones, the big cannolis. And the other one is a really good bottle of scotch.
You lost me on that one.
Well, it depends on your, you know, what you want. But the idea here is the fact that, you know, it's all controllable. Everything's controllable, right? It's all in how you think.
Yep.
How you want to think. What you want to be controlled by. It is your choice. We choose to react
the way we do. You know, it's our reaction.
Well, sometimes the filters that you've gained your whole life have a lot to do with how
you
react.
But once you're conscious of it, I mean, you can change you can change your path at any time. You know, you can make your conscious choices. But it's also just going, like they say, the first three intentions, going through life like a good, with a big heart and consideration and compassion. Compassion is one of the hardest things for people to have. There's a big chunk of people out there that are about themselves, and that's the part where they kind of slack off. They can't get that compassion. And if you could stay on those, and obviously we can't do it all the time. We all, you know, tank at one time or another. But
that
doesn't mean we're going to stay in that place. It's that we're also human beings, you know, but we're also the ones that we're usually able to catch ourselves pretty quick and try to say, you know, I didn't mean that, or, you know, let me try to make them.
We're not
constantly walking around with these horrible, like, I'm going to do that to you, and I'm going to do that, I hope they drop dead. Like, you never are supposed to say that kind of stuff, you know? Because then, you know, it's just, I've always been, you know, taught you don't put out those kind of things, you know?
I think we kind of make it sound like it's easy to do. It took me a long time.
Yeah.
And then when I found out how much better I felt and how much easier things were, and all that baggage you just let go.
Lighter and relaxed.
I don't know. Then it all became worth it. It was like, oh, wow, I spent so much time worrying about stuff that I never had to worry about and I didn't have to care about. And then, what a monumental waste of time that was, and I'm not going to do it again.
You ever hear that joke about the guy that has a mother-in-law that is really, really bad? His mother-in-law is really bad, and he hates her. So he sits there, and he makes a deal with the devil, and he sits there, and he goes, you know, he makes a deal with the devil because he wants to be fantastic. So he sits there and he goes, I want $1 million from the devil. And the devil goes, okay, gives him $1 million, gives his mother-in-law $2 million. And he's like, what? He says, okay, I want the most beautiful car in the world. And the devil gives him the most beautiful car in the world, and then gives his mother-in-law 2 of those cars. And he's like, what the? Come on, what are you doing to me? And he sits there and he goes, you know what? He says, I want one of the most beautiful gold necklaces I've ever seen. So he, devil gives him the beautiful gold necklace, and he gives his mother-in-law 2 of those. And he's just totally baffled. And then he sits there and he thinks about it for a second, and he goes, all right, I got one more wish from the devil. And he says, devil, I want you to beat me halfway to my death.
Wow.
And he does. And then his, you know what he does to his mother-in-law? Beats her to death.
Mm-hmm.
Because he only beat him halfway. He always gave her double. So he started to outsmart the devil. But in doing so, the karma was wrong right from the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
He wanted to do things that were so much better than what his mother-in-law could ever have.
Yep.
Yet the devil was doing it secondly. Okay? He did it with the house. He did it with the cars. He did it with the gold chains. And then he sits there and he goes, okay, yeah. Well, you know what? In reality, yeah. The devil beat his mother to death, okay, only beat him halfway. He got caught, went to jail, ended up the rest of his life in jail, suffering this whole time. His mother-in-law was up there rejoicing. So, I mean, karma comes back at you no matter if you do good or bad. So, you can sit there and, there's a lot of things that you say flippantly.
I don't worry anymore because I know that. I used to get myself all upset when people did bad things to me or made wrong decisions or were like, how can you do that and not know that what you're doing isn't the right thing? And whether it be because I felt like because they were all for self-gain or just because they were being self-righteous or whatever it is.
Yeah.
I finally got to a point where I was like, I'm not going to worry about it because I know it'll be taken care of at some point, and it's funny you do, and it could be a couple. It is sometimes it has. Sometimes it was a couple years later, but when you see how it comes around full circle, you're like, oh, see, because they laid that path. They were choosing those options or to think that way. You really can't push everybody. You know, people who do have like the last 3. Intentions where it's cruelty or greed or they do, even if it's a lot of people kind of banding together to find the person that did something or to like we were talking about Facebook where you get a group of people who are really trying to help situations, it ends up coming back at you at some point. It will, and so
the moral of the story is
go through life with the right intention. And not your... Sometimes it's funny because I'm like, are you doing the right thing or your thing? Because we don't always... Our thing, our patterns, you were just talking about patterns and that's so it. With just even directing our path, not even just the karma part.
Yeah.
We sometimes do the way we're patterned or brought up or people around us that influence us. And we do the same thing. It's always the same thing we do, which is why a lot of times people end up in the same damn relationship or same kind. But I always tell them to stop for a second, and this is what's helped me with life. Am I doing the Jackie thing or the right thing? Because sometimes the Jackie thing is like you were talking about where they do your son, who's always helping, 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 helping. And sometimes that is not always the right thing. Because sometimes... You can stretch yourself so far and help as much as you can, but then you start getting taken advantage of. That's when you need to know where the boundaries are. So then you have to do the right thing. Like, yes, I can help this much, but then I can't help anymore. So that's just like a example thing, helping, but it's good for people to know where they're, when they're doing the right thing and not like
And if anybody thinks they're going to escape karma, there's no escaping karma.
Oh, no. No, it'll find you.
Yeah.
I'll say that to
you. Isn't that a song?
But if you want to relax and have some relaxed energy, you can use...
Hey, speaking of karma...
Young Living Essential Oil.
Doesn't Pam have some karma to
take? Oh, yeah, Pam. Okay, so let's see. Before we leave for this evening... We're going to play in a little commercial we have here from our friend Pam, who does essential oils, and we'll be back with you in a moment.
Hi, this is Pam from Tell Them Pam Sent You, here to talk to you about Young Living Essential Oils. Are you using essential oils in your spiritual and healing practice? Are you using them for wellness and meditation? I know I am. Essential oils raise your vibration and can enhance your psychic experience. There's an undeniable movement going on right now, an awakening. And people are finding out what essential oils are and what they can do when they're used in their purest form. Their healing properties are undeniable. Young Living Essential Oils are among the top 4% in the world, never cut with synthetics or additives. They're planted, harvested, distilled, and bottled by the same company. That's the Young Living seed-to-seal process. Current labeling policy for essential oils requires that for a bottle to say 100% pure, get ready for this, it only has to contain 5% essential oil. Can you ingest your lavender or frankincense? Take a look at your bottles. If they say do not ingest, not for human consumption, do not ingest. And don't put it on your skin. Use Young Living therapeutic grade essential oils. They truly are 100% pure. Free of chemicals, pesticides, and heavy metals. You deserve the best. Your clients deserve purity, not oils cut with fragrance. What's in your wellness kit? Can you apply your peppermint and your lavender now freely, knowing the difference? Please contact me for more information. Pam Jordan at VibrantSense.com. That's www.PamJordan.VibrantSense.com. SCENTS.com and look me up on Facebook. Look for Tell Them Pam Sent You.
Okay, and we're back, and Pam's essential oils can also be found here at the Trinity Metaphysical Center. Once again, the phone number here for any of your spiritual needs or Pam's essential oils is 973-209-7070. And I believe you're open every day except Sunday and Monday?
Yep.
Is that correct? Okay. So what are we going to be talking about next week?
So next week we're going to do spiritual protection, which is going to be really good, especially for people who feel they're around a lot of negative energy or people who might feel like there's negative spirits with them.
How to recognize negative energy.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll cover a bunch of things, you know, a lot more in detail. I know we did a show on negative energy a few months ago, and this is going to go into detail on really how to protect yourself. But also with spirits in general, for some people who are sensitive, where they feel other people are drawing from them or draining them, you know, things like that as well. So it's going to cover the spirit end and the actual...
This is
real people.
This is going to be like a spiritual prophylactic.
Yeah.
Wow.
Exactly.
Boy, the spirit's going to like that.
So we'll talk about lots of stuff.
So I hope you'll all join us next week at 7 p.m. And so for tonight, this is Diane saying goodbye.
And Jackie.
And Charlie.
Good night, everyone.